Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Almost everything the Chiefs did on offense worked. The Chiefs ran the football effectively. We'll talk more about this, but I think you started to see the roles start to take shape for this running back room. We were clamoring last week for you to get Bashard Smith into the offense. You drafted him to be that C.J. Spiller, Jerick McKinnon, Samaje Perine roll out of the backfield. They utilized it. He looked like he was ready for it. They figured out how Kareem Hunt fits into this offense. They figured out what Isaiah Pacheco can do. So in some ways, I left encouraged by the running back room, and that's the first time I felt encouraged about the Chiefs running back room in probably 6 months. There's not been a lot of times over the last 6 months that I left thinking, you know what, they might be all right. I left Sunday thinking that the Chiefs running back room has a chance of being all right. So we saw the running back room take shape. I have been telling you guys this for weeks, and it's not like I have uncovered something that you couldn't have figured out. Explosive plays come from explosive players. They didn't really have many explosive players in their offense. They got one of them back. In fact, they got their best offensive player back from last season, and you could instantly see what his role is in this offense and how he transformed the Chiefs' offense. He had three plays that went over 20 yards. He was their leading rusher in the game. In the pass game, you saw him run a route and just get – they don't have anybody like that on their team aside from he and Rashee Rice. The offensive line, bang-up job, A+. That's the best version of Kingsley Suamataia that we've seen. If you had Juwan Taylor penalty as the free space on bingo, you didn't hit in this game. Juwan Taylor played a clean game. Josh Simmons played a clean game. The Chiefs offensive line did exactly what they were supposed to do, and they dominated the Ravens defensive line. The Chiefs offense gets an A+ for how they perform. If you have been holding on, and for good reason, but if you have been holding on to the just wait until the Chiefs get healthy, it was a glimpse into what their offense can look like coming up in a couple of weeks. This team did it. A shaky start, but we talked about how big of a swing game that this was going to be for Kansas City. There is a major difference in being 2-2 and being 1-3. And now you head into October, 2-2. You got Xavier Worthy back. You have added Bashard Smith into your offense. You feel like you know what Tyquan Thornton can do for this team. And you got two more games without Rashee Rice. And you can start to ramp up into the Buffalo game, ramp up into the second half of the season, and transform this offense in a way that they haven't been able to get to because of the injuries. They have never had a wide receiver room. I guess they haven't in the last 2 years had a wide receiver room that looks like they could have heading into week 7 of the NFL season, where you got Xavier Worthy as one of the better young receivers in the league. You get back Rashee Rice, Tyquan Thornton settling in as your third option. You've got a couple of options out of the backfield who can catch the football tight end wise. There is some hope. There is some light at the end of the tunnel for the Kansas City Chiefs offense. So we can take your phone calls today, 913-586-7965. We can read your text. I'm in a great mood. Rob is in a great mood. There's no reason for anybody to be in a bad mood today. That is as dominant, that is as complete of an effort that you have seen from the Kansas City Chiefs since Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift started dating. The Chiefs dominated the Ravens in almost every single aspect of the game. offensively, defensively, special teams. There is not a single area in which I think the Ravens looked adequate. There is not a single place that I thought the Ravens looked competitive with Kansas City in this matchup. There's a lot of conversations that need to be had about Kansas City and if they're turning the corner. There's also a lot of conversations that we need to have about the Baltimore Ravens, and are we sure that that team is making the postseason?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.